Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, June 2nd, 2024. This is my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead, and that's exactly what we're going to do. There are a few things that are going on right now, I mean, right in our face that we need to pay attention to, and it's very, very important. So let's just talk about what we are witnessing, what we are seeing here by the mainstream media, and when they have to admit something, you know things are bad, and that's kind of where I want to start off. So these are just a few headlines from this past week here. So let's go over this. So summer slowdown could be in the cards for the economy. That was U.S. News and World Report. Market Watch, why the stock market can rally can strengthen despite a slowing economy. Marketplace, consumers are spending less. Where's that economic slowdown? Yahoo Finance, diesel demand hits a 26-year seasonal low on slowing U.S. economy. CNBC, utility stocks offer AI exposure to hedge funds as a hedge against a slowing economy. The theme here, slowing economy. But again, if you recall, you turn on the mainstream media up until very recently, we're the envy of the world. Our economy is booming. Consumers are out there. They're spending. It's fantastic. It's beautiful. You know, then we get these inflation reports. U.S. inflation up in April. Consumers are spending less. U.S. economy may, it just may be cooling, and it may be helping to tame inflation, which continues to rise. And that's another theme here. What you have to understand is the setup, and the setup is always the same. It's a deception. It's a look here, don't look over there. What have they done? Last week, they floated out like three or four Fed presidents saying the same thing, almost as if they're repeating the same script word for word. Oh, moving deeper into 2024, oh, and definitely into 2025, we're going to see inflation fall. We're going to see inflation flow. Inflation is going to drop. Keep in mind, people, that every single projection so far that has been made by the Federal Reserve presidents, the chair thing, creature, vomitous mass himself, Powell, has been wrong. They have been wrong 100% of the time. Obviously, this is part of the deception here. They know what we know. And I'm going to show you something else you're going to find kind of shocking real quick. In another chart that you can get right off the Fed's own website. Again, the truth is always hidden in plain sight. Anyway, so the deception here being set up is inflation is going to fall. Inflation is going to drop here. Despite the fact, I want you to consider what I'm about to say, that demand across the board, consumer demand across the board is falling for everything. Mortgages, goods, services, you name it. Consumer demand is falling. Consumers maxed out. The consumers today, and this is where it really hurts me, and probably some of you are in this same boat, unfortunately, you've maxed yourself out. Consumer debt levels are now at their highest level in history. Debt defaults, loan defaults are skyrocketing. Even the mainstream media is covering this stuff here. And what does that mean? You know, that opens up a whole Pandora's box with regard to the banking system, bad loans on the books of these institutions, to the financial system itself coming down. We are in an economic free fall around the world, not just here in the United States. Anyway, so the story going back to deception that is being set up is by the Federal Reserve is inflation is going to come down, which we've been hearing since transitory and temporary, and it's eventually going to stop. It has it's got no way to go but much higher. Now, as you and I have discussed, I don't know how many freaking times, and this should make sense to you, so focus on what I'm about to say. In a booming economy, what central banks do is they inflate the money supply to make up for the rate at which cash is moving through the economy, which is going higher. In a booming economy, in an economy that is not doing so well, you see the rate at which cash moves through an economy drop, We've been seeing this phenomenon since Clinton, all right? All through the Obama administration, all through the Trump administration, money velocity dropping, dropping, dropping. Although you were told the lie that the economy was doing really, really strong, wasn't it? Okay. It was a dupe. It was all, look at the stock market. Here's the deception that was set up. Rah, rah, rah. Stock market, record high. The economy must be doing great. You were being deceived during the whole time Obama was in office, Trump was in office, and the current freak doesn't know what's going on, so you can't even blame the guy because he's demented, I suppose. Okay, now we're seeing that money velocity pick up. I've showed you some charts of this. That is all of these extra bills now starting to chase, in this case, a lesser amount of goods. We are seeing inflation. So keep what I just said in mind. We know the economy is slowing. The mainstream media is admitting it, finally, something you and I have known since time immemorial. So the Federal Reserve has been vastly and secretly increasing the money supply. This is just since February of this year. Since February of this year, in case you, these are in billions, okay? So since February of this year to present, the Federal Reserve has inflated the money supply $1 trillion on the back of the debt inflating at about $1 trillion every 3 months. So why is it, do you think, that during a slowing economy, okay, the Federal Reserve is vastly increasing the money supply? Because this is the key to understanding a central bank's power. A central bank's power resides in one thing, and that is the ability to inflate the currency. These are nothing but units of debt, and the more a central bank can issue, the stronger they become. So what have we discussed right here over and over and over and over? We are going to see, moving forward, much higher inflation. I mean, you can't inflate the money supply in a weakening economy, this should make sense to you, and expect that inflation is going to fall. And then, of course, we've got spending for this war, for that war, hundreds of billions of dollars, soon to be in the trillions as well, as our freaks that are supposed to be looking out for us, and I'm talking about our loving, caring representatives, never call out the Federal Reserve. Why is it, in your opinion, that someone doesn't bring this chart to the attention of, let's say, I don't know, our loving, caring representatives, and have them question the Federal Reserve that, hold on a minute, all we're getting is news about the economy slowing. Meanwhile, why are you vastly inflating the money supply? We'll never hear that. Again, you have to realize what's happening. Every single politician, even those running for president, okay, they don't work for you. They work for the Federal Reserve. If you still think that you have representation anywhere, I know that Biden has a lot of supporters, and certainly Trump has too. Both of them are on the same page. Currency devaluation. How does that help you? It doesn't help you. It helps the central banks. In this case, the Federal Reserve, makes them even stronger. Calls for lower rates. We're hearing that right now out of people running for president right now. How does that help you? It doesn't really. All this does is empower the central banks, because how do they keep rates low? They have to create cash out of thin air and buy all the debt, which is their goal. A central bank's goal is to own it all, to issue debt through one door and then buy it back through another door. Being that you and I are being forced to live in their system and exist and transact in central bank issued notes, which are nothing but units of debt here, okay? These are not units of wealth. And this is why, I mean, the world is, unfortunately, it's a slave planet. And unfortunately, the people in it are slaves to their central banks. We cannot be a free people anywhere in the world if we have to live in that system and in this debt-based system. Why do you think the United States is the largest debtor nation the world has ever seen? That its citizens are the most indebted in the history of the world? That, again, consumer debt, household debt, personal debt is at record highs? It's the nature of the system, and they're laughing at us. In this case, the Federal Reserve, they're laughing at us. And when you have a prospective president or a current president calling for a weaker currency, calling for lower rates, you know who they work for. They don't work for you. They work for the central bank. What we need to do is prevent them from doing that and take back the system. You want to end central banking? You know it's the easiest thing in the world to do, but no one's got the guts to do it. Prevent, in this case, the Fed from issuing one single dollar of more debt, not weakening the currency, not buying more debt to keep rates artificially suppressed so it enriches the 1 and 2 percenters, because that's all this does. You understand? But again, People have to believe in something, and they believe in the Bidens, or they believe in the Trumps. It's a joke, and the joke is on you, unfortunately. Break out of it, people. Snap out of it. Because all we got is each other, and we're working towards that goal. Becoming our own central banks, betting against the debt, coming together, all of us here as a worldwide family, and that's what we have here. So that's the situation. The stock market right now, what are you and I doing? We're watching risk. We're following the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. People, trust me on this one. It's the best market risk indicator you're ever going to find, period, the end. And the beauty of it is the best things in life are free, and it's free to you. Link in description of this video. Follow that here. I sincerely believe we started to see this just at the end of last week, the cavalry coming in here. Some mysterious entity, I'm going to give you one guess as to who it is, buying the debt. Yields coming down, stock market going higher. Dollar weakening on a relative strength basis. We haven't seen anything yet. What we know is going to happen here. Well, again, the setup here with the Fed presidents telling us that inflation is going to come down. We know for a fact the polar opposite is true. So it's the same game. Look here. Don't look over there. People are looking for some kind of an out. Some people are praying for some kind of an out. Ain't going to happen. I'm sorry to tell you that. It's been set up already. You are going to suffer. The middle class is being systematically eradicated. The entire middle class around the world is being decimated. That's where the whatever wealth that was remaining is being sucked out of. This neo-feudal system that we are clearly moving into is in full swing. Extreme haves, extreme have-nots here. And the consolidation of the system here, you and I have been talking about it before anybody else, how they're working the banks. The banks are in trouble, people. You know that. Not the major banks. Maybe one, and you know which one I'm talking about. Okay, Bank of America is in a lot of trouble, in my opinion, okay, with regard to the Wall Street mega banks. Probably Bank of America. It could be another bank or two that's going to be set up as a fall guy as the system is consolidated. The smaller and regional banks, they're not going to hold up. They're going to fall like dominoes. And the major banks are going to buy their assets for pennies on the dollar. That's their out. The major institutions, you all know this. This is how it's all being set up. It's too easy to see. Anyway, that's where we stand today with the market. So I believe we're going to see more rate suppression here. An increase in buying more debt. China's dumping more debt than they ever have, U.S. debt. Look, if you don't know this already, maybe you need to get up to speed. Nations around the world are trying to distance themselves from the dollar. What that means is you're going to see more war, more money, cash, pulled into existence to fight war. More death, more pain, more suffering. They'll kill whoever they have to. I'm talking about the Federal Reserve because they're the real government. They'll kill millions of people if they have to maintain the U.S. dollar as the world reserve. As these central banks are collectively in a race to the bottom. It's an interesting paradigm, isn't it? But that's just the way it is. So what do we got? We got an admission, multiple admissions by the mainstream media that the economy is slumming and the consumer is done. But then we got the Federal Reserve here, despite these facts, ballooning the money supply. How does that work unless their goal is to continue to inflate, which means you and I are going to face much higher prices moving forward. And you realize that. Again, understand, we have no representation no matter who they choose, and it's a selection. This is not an election to be the next a president here. It's just a spokesperson for people to get on their hands and knees and worship. It's unbelievable what's happening today. Presidents have become, some of them, one in particular, has become almost like a godlike entity to some. It's an incredible thing. Even people that are close to me, they believe that this guy, man, is their faith in the wrong place. But anyway, people, look, this guy, he loves you a lot from the heart. I want to thank all of you, seriously. For those of you that step up and support my work on the first of every month, I do ask for your support. First of every month, they say, you know what? Tell me I'm doing a good job. Tell me by sending me $5. And I hope all of you out here do that. Yesterday was the first of the month. Didn't do a video. Some of you did choose to support my work. I did send out a little request for that. And I hope more of you do. I really work my rear end off for all of you. So if I'm doing a good job, let me know. There are links in the description of this video. You can support my work. And I would greatly appreciate that. And all of you as well. This guy loves you from the heart. I mean that with all I got. I will see you in the morning. We'll reconvene. And we'll look, no matter what they do, We're going to get through this, people. You know that. We got each other's backs, and that's the most important thing. We look out for each other, period, the end. I got yours, and you got mine, and that puts us all in a really, really good spot. And I think that makes us nearly invincible, honestly, because we can break down what's happening here in a very logical manner. You can see it in front of your face. I mean, don't just take my word for it. It's everywhere you want to look. Look at all this. It's, you know, it's just hidden in plain sight. People aren't supposed to see this stuff. You're not supposed to know what's out there. Anyway, people, we will meet again in the morning. Until that time, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.